Coming up on this episode of DL Weekly, Easter has come to the resort in a number of ways. Some hot items have moved to mobile order.
New PhotoPass costumes, along with new ways to use PhotoPass. We talk with Teresa, hey Teresa, about her and Vern's trip to Florida and more. DL Weekly starts now.
Hello everyone. Welcome aboard the DL Weekly podcast. Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding. If this is your first time listening, we hope you'll check out our website at dlweekly.net. If you have more time to spend, becoming an official weekly tier at dlweekly.net/support is an especially good value. Thanks for traveling with us today, and we hope you have a happy and memorable listen to this week's episode.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of DL Weekly for the week of March 6th, 2024. I'm Teresa Urban.
And I'm Teg Bushman. We would like to thank everyone who supports the show. This week, we'd like to give a special shout out to Sean M. and Alexis B. for becoming official weekly tiers, and to Mallory J., Gabe R., and Nathan R. for continuing their support. If you would like to help support the show and make sure that we can bring you the latest news, information, discussion, and interviews about Disneyland, head on over to dlweekly.net/support.
Now let's get to the news. Almost as much of a tradition at Disneyland as the candy canes at Christmas are the Easter eggs. This year, instead of guests lining up to get one, they are going to be sold through mobile order only. Mobile ordering opens up around park opening time, so be sure to check a little early if you want to try and snag this special treat. They're for sale on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday for $14.99 each.
I like the fact that they're adding some. We have another thing a little bit later that's also moved to mobile order. Mm-hmm. And I think this is much better in some ways than having people stand in line and basically sit there for, you know, a good chunk of your park day to get this stuff. So just do the mobile order, go pick it up. I think it's a great way to do it. Then you don't have to like rush or panic or anything like that. But well, they don't do it right at park opening. They do it around park opening. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to check a little early, keep kind of refreshing that, and get it when it does open.
The only thing that I kind of don't like about this is people that maybe aren't in the know, they don't really then have an opportunity to get one, because if you don't know ahead of time to do the mobile order to get the Easter egg, if you go to the park and you see them, are they still going to have some available?
Sure. For
you know what I mean? I feel bad about that part. Plus, the other thing too is this kind of opens it up so that if you're not going until the afternoon, that's awesome for you that you get. There's no benefit to like being there at opening.
Oh, sure.
I see that's like a pro and a con, if that makes sense. Like that's good, but that's also maybe not good because it's, I don't know. I'm almost a little nervous if they move this for the candy canes. If they're just going to be a blink of an eye and they're sold out because everyone's got access to it on their phone no matter what time. So I'm curious to see how this works out. I think it was smart to start with the Easter eggs first.
Not as popular as like the candy canes.
Yes, maybe not as, not as well known, not as popular. And then maybe see what happens with the candy canes.
I don't think we still haven't ever had one of these, have you?
The Easter eggs? Mm-mm. We have not yet. I think I was going to get one, but I can't remember what the flavor was that was available.
But it wasn't one that was exciting.
It was a good flavor, but they were sold out for the day already. Sure. So that's the closest I got was I saw the little display in the window.
All right. Well, hold yourself back for this story, Teresa. One of our favorite Easter traditions is happening again this year with a slight twist. The Eggstravaganza is back for guests to test their skills finding Disney character-themed eggs throughout the resort. This year, the prize that you collect at the end is not an egg like in years past, but an egg-shaped character charm. To get a map and participate, it's just $9.99.
So there's been mixed reviews, mixed feedback online about specifically the prizes, because every year up until this year, it's been like a plastic egg decorated like different Disney characters, and you could collect them all or you could, you know, whatever. So people that have been, and I understand people that have been doing this over the years, have a collection growing of all these adorable themed eggs. So rightfully so, some people are disappointed because the prizes look to be more like, it looks like a pin. I don't think it's a pin, but it's almost like a little metal.
It's like a keychain. It's like we give out for the keychains.
Or like a keychain.
Yeah.
But they're cute, but I also, like, I think because we've gotten so used to it being eggs.
I will say,
they're so cute that you get a little, like, I have them.
Sure.
And I have a little, like, display of them. Some very kind weekly tier purchased the Haunted Mansion set for me, that, because they, and maybe they'll still do that where they'll have the set available to purchase. One year it was, like, Small World themed, yeah. Haunted Mansion themed, obviously.
What's interesting to me about this is I feel like these, so the eggs were, like, a plastic egg with, yeah, a character printed on it.
But they were, they, instead of just being, like, your regular plastic eggs you get at, I don't know, Walmart, big box stores, they were cute because they were, instead of being a straight across opening, it was like they cracked. So they were like jagged. Right.
But what I'm saying is, I think if you look at the raw cost to Disney, the new things cost more.
Yeah, that's true.
Than the old things.
That's
so
true.
I'm surprised that they've done
that
this.
They swapped.
Because usually I feel like it'd be going the opposite direction.
Okay, can I show you something that's related but totally unrelated? So,
because we don't ever do
this,
that.
We'll talk about this more during the discussion topic, but I was in Florida this past weekend and I spent a little time at Disney Springs, and I think Vern thought I was, that was probably the moment that he thought, realized, like, I'm like insane about Disney stuff, because we walk through security and I stop and I'm like, oh my gosh. And Vern's like, what? And I'm like pointing at the window where we entered over by the Cirque du Soleil.
Sure.
Building, and I'm looking, and I'm like, look in the window, and he's like, what? Look what I spied. They had their eggs lined up in a window. It was a frosted window, and it was, in their defense, it wasn't very obvious to, like, normal people, but in a frosted window, I could see the backs of their eggs lined up because they were going to be taking them. So I, like, snuck back through, didn't go all the way back, like, I didn't, thankfully, I butted up to, like, where the end security line, like, the security people were,
yeah,
to get that shot. But I thought it was the coolest thing. But look at their eggs. They've got really cool ones. Like, I see Ursula, it looks like. I'm just looking at the backs of the eggs, so this is
didn't
totally
work.
Guessing.
I told Teresa, don't freak out. And what is she doing?
Well, this wasn't even had anything to do with the Disneyland ones. But isn't that cool?
It is cool. The fact that you saw that.
And, like, spotted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have put that together. It would have just looked like things behind
it.
But you like doing this every year,
mm-hmm,
when we're there, so.
But yeah, that was my cool related unrelated story.
There you go.
Well, the newest must-have treat at Harbor Galley is now on mobile order. The fresh baked chocolate chip cookies can now be ordered, bypassing the long line that forms for these warm, gooey treats. The cookies are still available for walk-up orders as well, so get in on the mobile order early, as on busy days, the mobile order slots do go quickly.
So
these chocolate chip cookies have been quite the craze.
I was trying to figure this out, and this week, I think earlier in the week, I follow Gothic Rosie on Instagram,
mm-hmm,
and she posted why she thought the people were so into it, and it's because, as kids, what's the best type of cookie? Fresh out of the oven.
Yeah.
You only get it when they first come out of the oven,
yep,
and so it's kind of that childhood memory, so it's not that these things are anything in particularly, like, special, but there's definitely, like, a nostalgic feel for these, and I have to admit, like, I love warm, fresh, mm-hmm, out of the oven cookies. I would totally do that. But I also like cookie dough, so that's a whole other thing. But anyway, when we go, we will have to try these because people are insane about these. Yeah. And
I think it was really smart for them to move this to mobile order. Really do.
So this one's a little bit different because these don't... The mobile order window like disappears, but like they don't usually run out of the cookies. You just have to wait a long time for them.
Yeah.
So it's not like the eggs. Well, the new PhotoPass costumes have arrived at the resort. The new outfits are more breathable than the previous version. As with many of the costumes for cast members recently, there are options for the photographers to choose from. There are a variety of hats, jackets, and vests.
They are super fun. So I don't think we've described these on the show yet, but they are much more brightly colored. They're similar. So Walt Disney World did this a while back where they were, bright fluorescent green. You cannot miss the PhotoPass photographers at Walt Disney World because it's like neon green. They're glowing. Disneyland scaled back a little bit. They are brighter colors. They are more fun colors that pop. However, it's not quite as in your face, I guess would be a good way of saying it. I really like the costumes. I like the colors. There's greens, there's blues, there's even some like whites. But yeah, they do. They make them more visible, but not like there's a neon sign above their head, like, get your photo taken here, kind of obvious. But higher visibility.
Yeah, I think they look good.
The other cool thing is, so not only are they more breathable and have options, it sounds like and it looks like they also have better like pockets and things that they can stash their equipment with. So they've got better like pockets that they can, I don't know, stash camera lenses, sure, or, you know, whatever and stuff with. So it makes them a little more versatile, which
is great. It just looks
great.
More comfortable.
It does.
Like, I feel like their previous ones with the tan vest, it looked more safari-like. Mm-hmm. You know, they did blend in a little more. This does stand out a little bit more. I'm actually, we'll talk about this here in a second. I'm actually more excited. I mean, I think they're cool costumes. I'm more excited for the next thing that has changed with with the PhotoPass.
Well, a new PhotoPass option has come to the resort that could be a lot of fun for guests. I think it'd be tons of fun. But the quote-unquote photo safari is a PhotoPass option where guests line up on the Frontierland Bridge and wait for a PhotoPass photographer. Your group then gets the photographer for 10 to 15 minutes, currently for no additional charge. No word yet on if that's going to change, but currently, this is a free service. The PhotoPass cast member will take you anywhere you want to go in Adventureland, Frontierland, or nearby Fantasyland to take multiple photos for your 10 to 15 minute slot.
Yeah, so I like this idea because they had that thing that was, what, $99 or whatever for however 20 minutes to take photos?
That's what I'm not understanding is there was a service similar to this that did have a hefty price tag along with it. So this really feels like this is something they're testing out and that currently it will be free, but in the future, I feel like there's going to probably be a charge for this service. Because you get one-on-one time with the PhotoPass photographer. You're moving to different areas. We saw what Dusty from Mice Chat, they took pictures in the Adventureland treehouse.
Do you think, though, I feel like there was a period of time when we've gone to the parks that it seemed like there weren't a lot of PhotoPass photographers out there.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there'd be PhotoPass photographers, but they weren't like doing anything.
Yeah. Oh,
so do you think that maybe this is a way to try to get like business drummed up?
Yeah.
It's like,
or it's like
let's make it more
medium.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like, I feel an example of this is like Hollywood Boulevard. I feel like there's always a PhotoPass photographer standing down by the Hyperion, kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
And what sometimes will happen is they'll get a group, and then other people will see that that's what they're doing, and then more people will come. I don't know. I feel like if you're going to have PhotoPass photographers and you're paying for the PhotoPass service anyway, why have this as a separate charge thing? Just take them for a few minutes, do a thing. I think it could be really cool.
Yeah, maybe the thought process is...
And it shows the parks in the best light,
too. Yeah, maybe the thought process with this is instead of having them kind of stationed around the park, maybe they're just only going to be stationed in like the super popular area. So of course, like the castle, the partner statue, those kind of like iconic, everybody wants their photo taken here places, the entrance, you know, those sorts of places where the lines can get kind of crazy. But then there's also, like you said, a lot of areas around the park that PhotoPass photographers do hang out at that maybe are less popular. And so maybe that, like you said, maybe you're not necessarily either adding more people, you just are shifting around the people you currently have. So the places that are less, that's a good point. Places that are less popular just might not have PhotoPass photographers there all the time. I'm thinking like DCA, like there's always a crazy line in front of the Cars Land sign.
Yeah.
Or even like halfway down in Cars Land, that those spots seem to be very popular. But there's other spots that you walk past and maybe there's not, you know, as many people
but
taking advantage of PhotoPass.
Also think about the situation of, okay, maybe like Dusty had those pictures from the Adventureland treehouse. What if you had something like that and they have these magic shots and stuff too?
Mm-hmm.
What if people put those on social media?
Oh yeah.
That drums up more business for PhotoPass. They're like, oh, let's pay for that add-on.
Yeah.
Because we can get these kind of things.
That's true.
And so it shows the park off in the best light. It shows the guests off in a good light. A lot of times those PhotoPass photographers are going to try to find locations like the Dusty Sage ones. It didn't look like anybody else was in the treehouse with them. Like they took the shots in such a good way. So I feel like it's almost like another like marketing thing, but the guests actually pay for it. And I shouldn't be like happy about that, but I feel like you got to kind of make that case for Disney, but it's a nice
thing. I think it's a better service because sometimes where those PhotoPass photographers are and how the photos come out, it's like, ooh, ooh, here I am in the sea of people. Or, you know, it's maybe not the best photo just because, right, it's a busy park. So it's hard to kind of get corners where there's not a million people around you. I'm thinking of, like, everyone thinks, like, oh, I want my picture on Main Street, which, yes, I agree. Main Street, when it's empty, magical for
photos.
That's
not very often.
But when, but Main Street full of people, that's all you see is all the people. You kind of don't really see the castle in the background or the buildings to either side of you. It's not quite as magical of a photo. So I like your thought process on this. I'm going to change my opinion and go with that, because that makes sense. So maybe perhaps this will not be an added fee to have this service. Maybe this might just be the future of PhotoPass.
Yeah, I like it. An annual tradition is coming back to the parks on July 21st this year. The annual Children's Hospital of Orange County, or CHOC, walk is a charity walk that has been taking place at the resort for the last 32 years. The event was moved to July to better allow teams of families to be able to participate while not missing school or back to school events.
I was wondering about that because I was thinking, man, I felt that CHOC was either earlier or later in the year. I don't remember it being, you know, right
July,
right smack dab in the middle and right next to Disneyland's birthday. So it'll be curious to see how it goes, if this makes a positive impact on attendance and participation. Last year was a little bit of a tough year since they did have the tropical storm going on the weekend of CHOC. So that made it more difficult for people to be able to participate in person. But there were a lot of teams that still went despite the weather and still had a great time. So I'm looking forward to this. This is, again, one of the many things on our Disney bucket list. It is not going to pan out for us this year to be there, but perhaps sometime soon in the future, we'll be able to make it out for a CHOC walk.
I was just surprised by this stat. The event is expected to bring 350 to 400 teams, including participants from the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, and Japan.
That's incredible.
What a great, like, charity or whatever, not charity, but like, what a great cause.
Yeah. Well, more construction has happened between New Orleans Square and Critter Country. The Haunted Mansion Q expansion and Tiana's Bayou Adventure are both going full steam ahead. This is crazy. I was gone for a week and my poor mansion, I don't know if you guys reported on this at all last week or not.
There wasn't a lot to report on necessarily.
Okay. In a nutshell, if you haven't already seen photos, if you haven't watched anybody's videos on this, by the way, David from Fresh Bake just had a really great one that came out. In a nutshell, everything from the bandstand that's at the edge of Tiana's Palace all the way to basically the Haunted Mansion exit, gone. There's a couple of things that are still there, but the entire front lawn has been ripped out of the mansion, which was surprising to me.
Because they just put that in
all the way, all the way up to the actual wooden mansion steps, gone. It looks like for now
they also repaved the front porch.
Yeah, it looks like for now the pet cemetery might still be safe. The brick wall behind the pet cemetery, and then on the it wasn't really an archway. It was like a break in the brick wall. Those two pieces are there. However, this is what was wild. Absolutely, like, I feel like I didn't spend enough time at the Haunted Mansion the last time we were there. Now knowing, like,
it's
what's
just the
gone.
Cue tree, said it's going to be amazing
entrance,
when it comes back.
The entrance is gone. The pillars with the thing where Jack would sit, gone. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, the pillar, like, when you first walk into the iconic entrance where it's like the two pillar. No. When you first walk in from, like, the courtyard.
Oh, yeah.
The two pillars where the, like,
sense,
sign
though.
Was gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
That makes sense.
I think the planters in front might all be.
Well, what surprised me was that they've moved the construction walls out, and now that top level is all blocked off.
It's gone. It's crazy. There is some ginormous.
I'm gonna hope
big heavy equipment back there too.
I'm gonna hope that this is gonna be all worth it. It's gonna be really cool when it comes out.
I'm sure it will be, but it's one of those things that
You're just very nervous.
I'm panicky about this. There's a reason we're not supposed to be able to see the transition period. And this is why, because we get nervous, we get scared, because these things are near and dear to our heart.
So are you saying Disney needed like double height walls?
We needed the tallest. Well, we needed a ceiling over this. I don't want to be able to see in.
You don't have to look at this stuff, Teresa.
It's hard to not look. I know. It's like something.
Train wreck. You just have to like look.
You can't. You don't want to look, but I just need to know what's going on. I'm not finding, I don't know. It's weird. I find it interesting and terrifying all in the same mixture. I am still very confident and very hopeful, but it's scary.
So
it's very scary.
Okay. Let's move on from haunted. What about Tiana's Bayou Adventure?
So now this, I feel like has made a lot of progress.
Now, you were in Florida, but you did not go to Magic Kingdom.
I was in Florida, did not go to Magic Kingdom.
So you did not see what Tiana's looks like.
I've seen firsthand what Tiana's Bayou Adventure in the Magic Kingdom looks like. But this is surprising to me. I think because all the photos that I've seen of the Magic Kingdom one, the salt mine is still that like brownish color that Splash Mountain was. It looks like ours is getting a paint job, though, and it's going to a more gray color. Now, I don't know if the entire
I don't think it's paint. Is going I think to be. This is their spray texture that they're going to paint over. Yeah, we're not getting this. This is, I think, the spray like concrete that they're going to shape into whatever they want it to be. This is also where all the like flowers and crap are going to go eventually.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too, because it was... it's covered. I mean, it's draped with flora and fauna.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if just the parts that we can't see are actually gray.
Yeah, if you just look at it, it's just the concrete. It's like the color of cement. Yeah, so
see,
it's not...
When I was reading the Mice Chat article, they were talking about how it smelled like paint.
It probably does smell like paint because they're probably working on something, but... this is not the color this will be, I can guarantee you. This is the coloring of the... of the under part the stuff.
See, I thought it was interesting that ours was going to be a different, like the salt mine.
No.
Which I could see that a salt mine being...
salty looking?
Grays was what I thought. But yeah, salty looking, sure.
I saw some pictures and some video from Fresh Baked of what Tiana's Bayou Adventure looks like out in Florida. And I can't wait till we get to that part because it looks really good.
Yeah, like, that's cool how they transition the bottom to look like a bayou or like a swamp.
Yes.
Where the thorniness was, there's now like big trees with like Spanish moss hanging down. Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm trying to be optimistic, but I'm terrified. The Haunted Mansion is just, it's hard to see. It's hard to see that all just...
how are you going
to
feel when we're there?
Ripped up and gone. I don't think I can ride the Mark Twain. I don't think I can go on the
Teresa
Mark Twain.
Teresa just has to stay on the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know if I can go on the Mark Twain. I don't know if I can go over to, like, Tom Sawyer's Island
when
Pirates
When do we
there.
Ever go to Tom Sawyer Island?
I'm just saying.
Rarely.
I'm just saying. I just, it's a lot more than I was... thinking it was.
You just thought they were
going to
take out that back section
and
do a little
thing.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I will tell you that going back to what you were saying, I am also very, very, very shocked that they had just put that new lawn in.
Yeah.
There was a permanent whatever and they've taken it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if when they're going through this, they're like, I'm wondering if they're thinking that they could utilize that space better.
I don't know.
Or I hope there is a lawn because a mansion needs a lawn or some type of yard. It can't just be Q. You know what I mean? I mean, it shows grass.
Yeah. I don't remember that part not being in the concept art for what's coming.
Yeah. Well, we will find out.
We will find out.
Well, it is that time again for our friend Eric over at Concierge to catch us up on other Disney news.
Hello, everyone. This is Eric Johnson with Concierge and welcome to the D180. While Teg and Teresa cover all things Disneyland, in the D180, we take a spin around the rest of the Disney universe, and we do it in 180 seconds. Let's jump right in. We begin our journey this week at sea. The Disney Cruise Line is making some waves with a big announcement about Castaway Key. All of your favorite Disney characters are getting a big upgrade this summer with new outfits. Okay, that's not the biggest news, but these outfits do look pretty cute. Mickey and Minnie sport some swimwear with flourishes that tie into the colors of the Disney Cruise Line ships. Daisy Duck is ready for her day at the beach with a colorful wrap dress. Donald, however, is looking to get in some snorkeling. He's got all the right equipment, including some floaties on his arms. I thought ducks were better swimmers. Goofy is dressed up for the sun with a cool hat that Max probably thinks is horribly uncool. Chip and Dale up their game by making brightly colored pirate costumes. Don't worry, though, they have floaty vests on in case their adventures get a little too wet. Again, not the biggest news, but it's a lot of fun. If you're a character chaser, you will love meeting the entire crew wearing completely new gear. Check it out only on Castaway Cay with the Disney Cruise Line. While we're at sea, let's check out the news about the Disney Treasure still under construction. I and many others made a big deal out of a new Haunted Mansion-themed lounge on the new ship. We got a tantalizing new detail this week about said lounge in the form of a tribute. Rolly Crump, so influential to the designs of the Haunted Mansion, sadly passed away last year. Imagineers stuck small statues of Rolly's horrifying candle wax man into the Haunted Mansions in both Disneyland and the Magic Kingdom several months ago. Now they're giving Rolly himself the same treatment. On Rolly's birthday, Disney revealed a bust of Brother Roland that will show up in the new lounge. Appropriately, half of Rolly's face is melting as if the bust was also made of wax. It's a touch scary, a lot of fun, and a fitting tribute to a true Disney legend. You want to hear more about water? You said yes, right? Great! Walt Disney World guests are getting a unique new perk to their Disney resort trips in 2025. Yes, that's a way off, but it doesn't hurt to plan ahead. You only need to make a deposit on the trip after all. So back to the water. When you arrive in 2025, you'll want to pick an early flight. Anyone staying at a Disney Resort hotel gets free admission to the resort's famous water parks, Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. Why not start your trip with a quick dip in a giant wave pool? This is just one of the many perks of staying at a Disney resort. You can make earlier dining reservations. You can enter certain parks 30 minutes early. You don't have to drive around and park your car. Enjoy convenient and free travel to the parks. And if you don't want to leave the hotel, I guarantee you'll find plenty of activities for the whole family. Our concierge planners are ready and waiting to arrange the trip of your dreams even into 2025. Give us a call or send us an email. We're all trained up on the newest offerings around the world. Yes, even me. And I'm just a voice. I hope you enjoyed our quick spin around the rest of the Disney universe. If you'd like to learn more about these Disney adventures or just have a few questions, please come on over. Visit the social media and websites of both DL Weekly and us, their official travel planners, concierge. We look forward to planning something special for you and yours. I'm Eric Johnson, and this has been your D180.
Thanks, Eric.
I am Groot.
What do you mean you're hungry? Kraglin needs those pots for the rehydrator. We don't have time for snacks.
I am Groot.
Now, were you talking to Tag and Teresa again? How'd they even get a hold of you?
I am Groot.
Fine. One snack. That's it.
I am Groot.
No, I haven't seen any churros. You gotta talk to Vern. And stop smiling.
Well, for this week's snack chat, we are going to be talking about the newest foodie guide. Of course, that is the St. Patrick's Day Foodie Guide, which is already available, which is crazy. So these items are available for a short period of time.
Some of them are.
Some of them. What do you mean some of them?
Well, the Craftsman Grill starting March 13th is a couple of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
So some of them are available now. Some of them are not going to be available until closer to the green colored holiday.
Spoiler alert. I'm not excited about anything on this list.
There
was so much stuff at Disney World that I had to scroll all the way down to Disneyland, and we only got a few things.
That's how it always is, though.
Sometimes, there was that one time that we had that foodie guide that we had all the really great stuff, and Disney World didn't.
Typically, we don't have as much. But you got to remember, we've got the Food and Wine Festival going on right now, so there's a ton of great options food-wise. Season of the Force is coming soon. So poor St. Patrick's Day just is not getting as much attention and love. But the things that are fun is there's going to be, I would like to try this at some point, the green stuff, which of course will be available at the Red Rose Tavern March 1st through the 19th. But it is mint white chocolate mousse, chocolate cake, mint chocolate chips, and chocolate cookie crumbs on a shortbread cookie. That's my top one to try.
I only want the plain gray stuff.
Okay, they we're not talking about that. Stuff. We are talking about.
Just saying.
We're talking about this. Do you know, chocolate, white, mint chocolate mousse and chocolate cake? Mm, are you not a mint chocolate person?
I like mint chocolate. I was going to say, I like mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay, okay.
But like.
I'm excited about that.
But
I
will tell you,
chocolate.
This donut thing that they have, yeah, that there's, is the St. Patrick's Day donut at the Craftsman Grill. That's cute.
It is cute. It's like a little, like a Mickey donut. So the bottom half is like his shorts, but they're green with yellow buttons. So I'm assuming they're M&Ms. The top is a dark chocolate and there's little chocolate ears. But then he's got a little, like a little green
leprechaun hat.
Yeah, it's adorable.
The Great Maple Cereal Milk Donut looks like a stomach ache.
And not to be outdone by the Pots of Gold and Rainbows over at Salt and Straw. It is hand-sorted rainbow marshmallows tossed into a cereal milk ice cream.
Mm.
So if Lucky Charms is your thing.
This is the crispy treat.
Yeah, that's our Rice Krispie treat that's shaped like a four-leaf clover.
If this was a sugar cookie, I would be very excited about this, but it is a...
There is a mint, chocolate, and cream cookie marshmallow wand, which is three marshmallows dipped in caramel and mint milk chocolate, then rolled in crushed chocolate cookies, drizzled with white and green chocolate. The caramel's what's throwing me there. One of these days, we got to try a Tigger Tail or one of the wands.
No, that's too much marshmallow for me.
That's too much marshmallow?
Yeah, I don't like plain
marshmallow. It's a thing. And people, I've never tried them.
With the producers, you should get that because then Vern will probably eat it because I don't want one because like when I make like a s'mores, I do like a half of a marshmallow.
Oh, so you won't even try like the end of the Tigger Tail? That's mostly the chocolate.
I mean, maybe I like marshmallow as like a hint of something with something else. But I just want to say again, like. I saw a foodie guide, and the last couple of foodie guides, I've had a list of stuff I wanted to try, so I was all ready, and then I was like, oh, there's only a few things, and a lot of it was stuff that I wasn't terribly excited about. Some of the stuff from Disney World looked good. I didn't read any of the descriptions. I just looked at it, and it looked
almost
good.
Got a couple of the things on the list that were in Disney Springs, but since we were getting on a plane the next morning, I was like, I don't know. We went to the ganacherie, which I don't remember being in there before.
Sure.
And they had this crazy, it was like a chocolate pinata type thing.
Pinata?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. The St. Patty's Mickey Chocolate Pinata. That's exactly what it's called. The St. Patty's Mickey Chocolate Pinata, which is a dark chocolate pinata filled with chocolate treats. I was just curious as to what that, but the thing that I really, really wanted that I wanted to buy and bring home, but I wasn't sure how to do without like smushing them or having them melt before I got back to the hotel was they had Irish cream ganache squares.
Oh,
Bailey's Irish cream ganache enrobed in milk chocolate. Oh, it smelled so good in the ganacherie. Oh, where's this place? Swirls on the Water. I didn't see where that was. I would have gotten one of those. Chocolate and coffee float. Come on now.
They also, here's the picture of the green stuff. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
That's okay.
I don't know why, but lately, you're going to find this very surprising. I am starting to, like, shy away from sweets. There's just something lately that, like, makes me think that things are too sweet. I don't know. It's weird. All right. Well, you have heard us talk about our great experiences staying at the Howard Johnson Anaheim. Well, we have partnered with them to offer our listeners some cool discounts. Weekly tiers can get 15% off their stay, and Magic Keyholder weekly tiers, especially if you just went through the purchasing process and now are a Magic Keyholder, you get 20% off. To take advantage of these discounts, head on over to doweekly.net and click on the Howard Johnson logo. Be sure to use the promo codes on the site to get the discount that you qualify for.
DO Weekly announces the boarding of the Trivia Express, nonstop star speeder service to the moon of Endor. All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
Welcome to Trivia Land. How we feeling? Do we have some wonderful knowledge all popped up in your brains and ready to spew forth?
I mean, we'll find out.
I did okay last week. James trivia'd me.
Yeah.
Last week. And I think, if I remember right, I think I did okay. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. I can look at our thing, but I have high hopes for this week because Teresa is always the one who triggers those things for me, and I hitch my cart to her. I hitch my, I don't know what the saying is, but I
hitch
do the thing.
Hitch your wagon to her cart?
No, that one.
That's not, that one. You do your thing. All right. Well, we are going entirely listener submitted tonight. 4 regular questions and a bonus. Let's see how you do. Your first listener submitted question from Donna S. Who created the Mickey Mouse ears?
Ooh.
Like the ones that are on my head right now.
I don't know who created them, but I know they were created for the Mouseketeers. What? Who was
Mickey
the
Mouse Club? Right.
What was his name?
Jimmy something.
Was that the guy
with the
older guy?
The guy with the with the guitar. Yeah, Jimmy. There's a last name there, but I just remember Jimmy, and I think since it's Mickey Mouse Club, Jimmy is plenty.
Okay. I'm seeing him.
I think his last name starts with a D, but now I'm thinking that maybe I'm thinking of like sausages, like Jimmy Dean sausages.
Oh,
that's where my brain's going.
Okay, who do you think?
I think that's a good one. Jimmy
think
from
it was Jimmy?
The Mouseketeers, sure.
All right, so you're both seeing Jimmy from
or
the
Walt
Mouseketeers?
Disney.
Or perhaps but probably, it was Walt.
Probably him.
Okay, so you're sticking to Jimmy.
I'm sticking with Jimmy.
Sticking to Jimmy from the Mouseketeers.
Good old Jim.
Good old Jim from the Mouseketeers.
Yep.
Final answer.
Yeah.
All right. Your second question, also from Donna S. What is the name of the pirate ship in Peter Pan's Flight? Not the one you're riding in, but the ship.
Isn't it the Jolly Roger?
Could you say that together again, please?
The Jolly Roger. Look, you've been gone for a week and we still are in sync with things.
All right, Jolly Roger. Final answer?
Final.
All righty.
My figment?
Your third regular round question from listener Michael R. During Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, right after you pass the police officer who yells stop, you come across a street sign that has the names of the two intersecting streets. What are the names of those streets?
I knew there was something in there.
No idea. Oh, is it?
You know. I just keep thinking of this way
and
that way.
And in particular.
I mean, why not?
Do you want that, or do you want this way, that way?
No, this way, that way is in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. It could be in Toad, too.
I'm gonna hitch my wagon with this one.
You're going to hitch your follow my motor car?
Yeah, something.
So, yeah, nowhere in particular.
Nowhere and in particular. Yeah. Final answer.
Final.
Yeah.
That's the best what we got. The mural. Remember the mural out front says that?
You'd think it'd be connected,
the street
right?
sign, so we'll see.
All right. And your fourth and final regular round question from listener Matt M., Nebraska State Poet.
Oh.
In Snow White's Enchanted Wish, there's not a mural, but a design of the dwarves' house's exterior at the load-in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In one window, there's movement and shadows doing something inside.
Oh.
What are they doing?
Dancing.
Can you be a little more specific?
Like, what? Doing like a...
Who?
Oh, it's Snow White and Dopey, probably.
Is it Dopey or is it Doc?
Could be Doc. I just remember not... I remember the safety spiel here is... I think
grumpy.
It's supposed to be grumpy, but it just
it's
weird.
Yeah. Dancing.
Pierce y piernas.
Snow and... Can we just say the dwarves or do you want this?
Sure, I'll accept
okay.
that.
Okay, Snow White and the dwarves.
Dancing. All right. Dancing. And your bonus question tonight from listener Zeke, age 9 years old.
Oh.
Please list all of the Disneyland rides in alphabetical order.
In alphabetical order?
Just Disneyland Park, not DCA. For this question's purpose, a ride is something you sit or stand on that moves. So we're not including things like the Tiki Room or the Adventureland Treehouse.
Okay.
And for alphabetical purposes, we're going with official names, excluding the word the at the beginning of any attraction.
Oh my goodness. So
okay,
Alice
so,
in Wonderland.
So, Vern, we're just going to list the attractions. So don't worry about the order yet. We'll put them in order.
Okay, so you're gonna take your time with this.
Yeah,
but
I'm just gonna. We're just gonna list.
Eventually,
and
you'll
order
let
them.
Me know
See,
when
I
you're
was
getting
gonna
them.
Start like, okay, A.
Yeah, but I feel like for me, it's easier to remember what things are as we go around. Now, are the Main Street vehicles a combined thing as main street vehicles, or are they individual, like omnibus, the streetcar?
For purposes of this question, we're going to call them main street vehicles catch-all.
Okay. So I'm going to start at the beginning. So we have the Disneyland Railroad.
Oh my goodness. I need another piece of paper if we're going to do it this way.
Okay. Disneyland Railroad. Disneyland. Main street vehicles.
Hang on. So what? You get to say them all and I'm writing them all?
Well, main you could say
vehicles.
Stuff. I think we just do a circle around the park.
Okay.
So what's in Adventureland?
So then we've got the Jungle Cruise. That's it.
Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's it. You forgot one of the biggest attractions.
Pirates.
Haunted Mansion.
Hang on. Indiana Jones. I'm trying to think of the full names. Pirates.
And the Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
So that's fine.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion. Pirates Are we saying anything about... Anything about Tiana's Bayou Adventure?
Or Splash Mountain?
It's your answer.
But it's in limbo right now. It's halfway between the two. So can you tell us, is it the new or the old version, at least, if it's included?
Many adventures. I will accept Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Okay, Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Winnie the Pooh. Many adventures of Winnie the Pooh. We have, oh gosh, Star Wars Rise of the Resistance?
Hang on. Oh.
Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. And is it just Rise of the Resistance? I feel like it might be Star Wars Rise of the Resistance or something. That's going to get us.
Okay, I think it's just Rise.
Okay, Rise of the Resistance. Okay. And then we have, let's not forget Frontierland. We have Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Big Thunder.
We have the Mark Twain.
We've got
Sailing Ship Columbia.
Yep. Mark Sailing.
Are we counting the rafts to Tom Sawyer Island, or the rafts to, it's the rafts to Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island, I think is the full name. The Davy Crockett Explorer Canoes.
Yep. Davy Crockett.
I think that's it for there, because there's no other rides or attractions.
So Fantasyland, we've got...
We got Casey Jr. Circus Train.
Oh, yeah. And it's Pinocchio's Storybook Land.
Canal Boats. We've got Pinocchio's Daring Journey. We've got Snow White's
Enchanted Wish.
Peter Pan's Flight.
King Arthur's Carousel.
Yep. We have the,
Oh my goodness gracious.
What's the teacups?
Hang on. The Mad Tea Party.
Mad Tea Party. Alice in Wonderland.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I don't have enough space for
Matterhorn that. Bobsleds.
Oh yeah, Matterhorn.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. You could just put Mickey, yeah. And Roger Rabbit's Cartoon
Roger
Spin.
Rabbit. What's the it's not Gadget's Go Coaster.
It's Chip and Dale's Gadget Coaster.
Chip and Dale.
And we're not talking walkthrough stuff, so we're not talking about Mickey's House Rabbit. And Movie Barn and all of that stuff.
We've got Star Tours.
It's a Small World. Star Tours. The Adventures Continue. Oh. Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage. There's a lot of attractions in Disneyland.
The monorail.
The Disneyland monorail.
Autopia.
Yep. Space Mountain.
You've got Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. The Astro Orbiter.
Oh, yeah, Astro Orbiter. Oh, Dumbo. We forgot Dumbo.
Dumbo Flying Elephants, I think is what they're called, right? Olivia in our chat, who's watching the live stream of our episode, is saying, I just realized I know approximately 25% of the full or official names of attractions.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying having the answers here and hearing how much you actually know of all of the full names of the attractions. This is impressive.
Well, we only need the first letter to make sure we're...
Well, the first few letters.
Yeah. Okay.
The first word, technically.
I think...
Make sure you cross them off when you've written them here.
I know.
So we don't end up having craziness.
I know. Okay. So you keep thinking, make sure there's nothing we missed, and I'm going to start putting them in order.
Matterhorn.
Shh. To yourself.
This is captivating podcast listening, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what Edning's for.
I don't want to, like, put this out into the world, but I kind of want to put this out in the world. Somebody should ask us to do this for, like, all the dining locations in Disneyland.
Shh. Be quiet.
So, listener Zeke, age 9, if you heard that, they want to know all of the dining locations in alphabetical order.
Oh, you know, he could have really screwed us. He said not shows like the Enchanted Tiki Room, because that would have been Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room.
Oh, yeah.
Question.
Answer.
Is the Jungle Cruise the world famous Jungle Cruise or the Jungle Cruise?
It's... Oh. Hang on.
I will give you a freebie. According to the answers that I have, it's just Jungle Cruise.
Okay.
Buzz Lightyear's, what is it called?
Astro Blasters.
Astro Blasters.
You're only on B's.
Should be the world famous Jungle Cruise.
Excuse me, I'm being thorough.
I tried, Vern. I said world famous.
Because it is world famous.
Oh, see, Olivia's saying it should be the Snack Chat Challenge.
Casey Jr. Circus Train?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I feel like there's a tickle somewhere that we're forgetting something. But man, we listed a lot of attractions. This would be easier in DCA because there's really not that many attractions in DCA.
What is it? Chippendale's
Gadget Coaster. Is there no UVWXYZ?
Not that we listed.
Are we done?
We're done. Okay.
All right, Vern, are you ready for our final list?
This is insane.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Are we all ready?
Here we go.
So we've got Alice in Wonderland, the Astro Orbiter, the Autopia, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, Casey Jr. Circus Train, Chippendale's Gadget Coaster, the Davy Crockett Explorer Canoes, the Disneyland Monorail, the Disneyland Railroad, Dumbo, the Flying Elephant, which I almost forgot. I'm sorry, Dumbo.
Finding, is it a Dumbo's Flying Elephants or something? It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage, the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, you want me to continue? You had done all this hard work. It's a Small World, Indiana Jones Adventure, Temple of the Forbidden Eye, the Jungle Cruise.
You want to flip those two?
What?
Indiana Jones and then It's a Small World?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Jungle Cruise.
Oh, because I forgot Indiana Jones. See?
King Arthur's Carousel, Mad Tea Party, Main Street Vehicles, Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, the Mark Twain Riverboat, Matterhorn Bobsleds, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride,
Peter Pan's Flight, Pinocchio's Daring Adventure, Pirates...
Is it an adventure? I think it's Journey. Daring Journey.
Oh, whatever. Pinocchio's Daring Thing, Pirates of the Caribbean, Rise of the Resistance, Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, The Sailing Ship Columbia,
Snow White's Enchanted Wish, Star Tours, Storybook Land Canal Boats, and finally, Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Unless we miss something, which is altogether possible with that. That was a crazy question.
My question is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. And that is splitting up the Main Street vehicles and not counting things like the Tiki Room.
Mm-hmm. Whoo! That was a whopper of a question.
All right, Vern.
Shout out to Zeke for making us really put our thinking caps on, not only by having to remember all of the proper names of the attraction, but then also the added layer of alphabetizing them.
I'm feeling pretty good about them. Yeah.
I'm sure maybe we overlooked something, and I feel bad about that, but I can't think of what that is that we overlooked, so I'm feeling pretty okay.
I think what it is we think of the resort all together. So we're probably thinking in the back of our heads, we're thinking like the Incredicoaster, those kind of things.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, how do you think they did? How did you do listening at home? If you stick around until after the discussion topic, we can all find out together.
Well, this week for our discussion topic, of course, Teresa and Vern are back from their vacation that they took that was sprinkled with some Disney.
It wasn't like a total Disney thing,
but it was just sprinkled with some Disney. And we're going to talk about the experience. Now, there's going to be... they went on a cruise as well. It was not a Disney cruise. I do want to have the conversation about the cruise and compare and contrast because Teresa had never been on a non-Disney cruise. So I'm curious to have that. And then in a couple months, when I get back from my transatlantic, I'm excited to talk about having been on regular cruises and then went on a Disney cruise. So Teresa can talk about the other side of that. Anyway, you got to, because with any cruise, you don't want to show up the day of, which, good idea. So you actually flew in a little early to meet family and stuff there, right? And to do some stuff before the cruise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so our cruise was scheduled to leave on Sunday. However, it was leaving from Port Canaveral. We were flying into Orlando. So clearly, I needed to make some time to do Disney. And so what we ended up doing was we could either fly in on Saturday, or I actually found a reasonable priced flight. I don't remember now if it was less expensive or the same to fly in Friday night versus Saturday, but we decided to fly in Friday night. So Vern actually already had the day off. I took a half day from work, and our flight, we didn't get in till midnight Florida time. Oh. So it was a late flight. So we didn't get much sleep, which plays into our activities for our day at Disney. But when you have one day to do Walt Disney World, it feels kind of impossible. So we did choose to do Epcot because
why Epcot?
Epcot is one of, I don't know, I think Epcot's underrated. A lot of people just think Magic Kingdom, or I mean Animal Kingdom's amazing.
People underrate Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And I think my second park choice after Magic Kingdom there would probably be Animal Kingdom.
See, I think because we...
It might even be my top choice, to be honest.
Do Disneyland so often. We're very fortunate to be able to visit Disneyland as often as we do. I don't feel as much of a pull to Magic Kingdom because that feels familiar. I feel more of a pull...
So, not the castle park, but something else.
Yeah, I feel more of a pull to like the Animal Kingdoms because that's completely... Animal Kingdom Epcot, because that feels completely different than what we experience with Disneyland. And I'm just... Hollywood Studios is just not my favorite.
Yeah, me either.
So anyway, so Epcot was the obvious choice for me, because A, I like it, but B, there was a lot of new stuff that's happened at Epcot since we've been there last. Animal Kingdom, nothing. There's nothing new since you and I visited Animal Kingdom.
In the future, there'll be some new stuff.
Yeah, in the future, there will be, but since 2020, there's nothing new. And true, Walt Disney World does now have Tron, but it's just one new thing. I had never experienced, we had. Well, of course, Cosmic Rewind was new, Moana's Journey of Water was new, and I had never experienced Ratatouille's.
Which is also fairly new.
Not brand new, like I probably should have experienced it, but it was new since our last time there. So yeah, there were three big new things at Epcot.
Did you guys, you know what I didn't think
plus
about?
Plus Figment.
Did you guys ever consider, I'm sure you had the limited time so you didn't consider it, but that Space 220 restaurant?
That's nope, supposed to be didn't really even cool. Like cross my mind, honestly.
Because that's supposed to be pretty cool,
like,
too.
Like, I saw it on the map when I was looking for something, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's here. Like, I don't know. It didn't cross my mind. So I've learned with Epcot, this is opposite of Disneyland. I do not feel a pull to the left side of Epcot for some reason. So, like, when you first enter Epcot, there's Test Tracks on the left, the space.
Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah, Cosmic Rewind. And then the space restaurants to the left, and then also the space simulator is to the left. I just don't feel a
mission
pull.
Mission Space, yeah.
I don't feel like I need to do Mission Space or that I need to do Test Track when I'm there. I don't know. They just don't appeal to me. Fair. What I do feel is a very strong pull to the right. I love, which is great for me, because nobody else that goes to Epcot apparently feels this way, because these rides always have low wait times. But Spaceship Earth, of course.
Right.
Journey into Imagination, 100%. Vern thinks I'm an extra crazy Disney person now that he had never experienced that attraction before this.
The original
time.
Version was way better.
I tried to explain that to him, and I said it's Figment. Like, it's don't.
What did
think
Vern
about,
think of Figment?
He thought Figment was adorable.
Okay, so he's cool with Figment.
Yeah.
Did you see the character figment while you were there?
I did.
However, you get a photo?
I got a video, not with him.
Oh, Teresa, I feel like you
no,
should
no, no,
have
no,
done
no.
that.
Okay, so we'll, that's at the end of the day.
Okay.
But I'll tell it now since we're talking about it. So we started our day, we rope dropped and went right back to Ratatouille's
sure.
adventure. So we kind of started in the back and then ended at the front.
Usually, which way did you go? Did you go
to the right?
Okay, so you didn't go the other way to go towards Mexico and everything. You went, went towards Canada and UK.
Yep. Okay. We rope dropped, so we kind of did things backwards. So by the time we got to Journey into Imagination, we were in the queue, and I looked over, and you can actually see Figment's meet and greet through the queue, which I didn't realize you could see into the Imagine the Institute side. And so we could see him, and I got all excited. I'm like, look. Anyway, so we did the attraction. He got off. I don't remember what his exact words was. It was kind of like, well, that was an experience. He was a little like, what just happened? And we got out. Figment was still out. So I got excited. However, we went over. I was trying to figure out where the end of the line was, and I saw the dreaded cast member blocking the end of the line. I was like, oh, no. Mind you, this is like 4:30 in the afternoon. So pro tip, if you want to meet Figment, you got to do it early because that was the last time Figment was going to be out and their line was closed. And I wanted to be like, but sir, I just need like one quick. So we lingered. Vern, again, thought I was a crazy person. We lingered because I'm like, Vern, he leaves and he goes through this tunnel and it's really cool. And I just want to see, since I can't actually meet Figment, I just want to see this. So we lingered.
Like, we have one day in the park.
Yeah. So we looked at the shop for a little bit and then I said, you know, I'm just going to check. And when I went and checked, the last family was in line and was just saying their goodbyes to Figment. So I got to see the whole.
Gotcha.
There's kind of, I don't want to say a little show, but they like, it's kind of a little thing. It's not like he just
exit.
Yeah. It's not like he just walks off stage.
Sure.
It's like the tunnel comes to life. I shared a video of it on Instagram. I can show you the video if you missed it. Tags. Clearly. I think I saw it. But it's like the tunnel lights up and there's like this music. And then he like waves goodbye. Anyway, so that was my Figment thing, which was very sad because I had.
Were you wearing your Figment ears?
I was wearing my Figment ears. I have Figment on my nails. My manicurist didn't even know who Figment was, but she put little Figments on my nails for me. I was ready. I was ready to meet Figment. Rookie mistake. I did not check to see the Figment meet and greet times. And I looked at Vern and I said, if we would have just went and met Figment first and then done the attraction, it wouldn't have been an issue. We would, but yeah, we did it wrong. Rookie mistake.
What did you think of Ratatouille?
So I'm going to back up a little even further. So the one thing that I need to tell Weekly Tears about that took me a little off guard, and I need to give a shout out. There was a very kind Weekly Tear who frequents Walt Disney World that gave me a heads up, and I'm glad she did. She basically said, it is different at Walt Disney World. It's a little more cutthroat when it comes to these things. So she's like, make sure you're on right at 7. You want to get your lightning lane for Ratatouille right at 7. Like, these are the, you got to be on it. Because it's like half of a blink to get, because right now.
It's like when Rise opened and everybody was like.
Oh, it's worse.
On Main Street, and they'd be like, oh.
Yeah. It worse, though. Worse. Okay. So this is for Cosmic Rewind. Because right now, Cosmic Rewind, you can only ride if you have a virtual queue or if you do an individual lightning lane. So you think, oh, I've got plenty of time to do this. Well, guess again. So I was on before 7. They didn't make it very obvious where I needed to be to get to the button to refresh for the virtual queue. I found it right before 7, thank goodness, clicked it, gone. Like, already gone. I was like, what? Okay. I'm a pro at this, right? I know you got to click on it before it's actually 7. I know the tricks. Didn't matter. Didn't get it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So right at 7, tried, didn't get it. So then the next time we could try to do something was not until park opening. Was it park open?
Didn't now you I'm do park opening? It was 1 p.m. or something, wasn't it?
Was the second virtual queue. There was a specific time that then I could try. I think it was 9 a.m.
Okay.
Was when I could then try to purchase a lightning lane.
Oh.
If you stayed at a resort, though, you could have purchased it already. So before the park had even opened, I was looking to see what the return times were for the individual lightning lanes. And it was already pushed to like 1 p.m. because all of the resort guests were purchasing their individual lightning lanes. So I'm thinking, okay, what is this going to look like when 9 a.m. hits? Well, guess what? 9 a.m. hits, we're like doing our Remy, I don't know, our Remy run, not really a run. We had the candy cane shuffle, so it was kind of, you know, kind of like that. So we're trying, and I'm also looking at the map.
Which end of the park I don't know where I'm going.
Yes, I think it was 9. I don't know where I'm going, so I don't know what little paths I need to make sure I have the app up, trying to make sure we don't get lost while trying to get back to the France Pavilion, and also trying to, like, refresh to see what time it is, and I missed it by a minute, gone. Gone. The lightning lanes were all gone, and I was like, I'd already prepared Vern, because we all know how much Vern loves the Guardians attraction at DCA, and he was really looking forward to it. I said, you need to be this... probably isn't gonna happen, you need to, like, we need to prepare, and he's like, nope, it's fine, I'm here. He was really just there for, like, the food and the experience and whatever. So we tried again at one. We were in the, what's the American Pavilion, the animatronic show?
Well, it's not the Hall of Presidents, it's the American Experience.
Air Adventure or something like that.
The American Adventure, yeah.
So we were watching that show when 1 o'clock hit, so here I am, like, trying to not be obnoxious and, like, refresh. Missed it too. So yeah, cutthroat, like, to the nth. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, because Cosmic Rewind's been open for a while now, like, what feels like a while, but it's crazy popular, and yeah, people are on it. So the other thing we did too, so rewinding back, I'm like, okay, I'm not a Genie Plus person, but we've got one day, and I've been watching the wait times, they're nuts. So okay, I purchased Genie Plus after I tried to get the virtual queue for Cosmic Rewind and failed. I went and got Genie Plus, went to get my Remy Ratatouille Adventure time slot, 5:30 p.m. So this is, again, like 7:02 a.m. It's already pushed all the way out to 5:30 p.m.
Yep.
So I'm just like, man. So I told Vern, I said, what do we want to rope? What do we want to do for rope drop? And he said he wanted to do Remy. I said, okay, we've got the 5:30 one. We can do it twice. Well, brings us to present. So we make our way all the way back to Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. The area back there, gorgeous, magical. You feel like you were transported into the movie.
Yeah. Awesome. I saw when it was being built.
It's not
from
very big.
From the Skyliner.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to look really nice.
Yeah. It's not very big, though. I, for some reason, whenever I saw photos, it felt like a bigger space to me. It isn't. It's kind of, it's a little narrow, and really it's just this little narrow dead end. There's a crepe spot on the corner and the attraction. There's not really much in between, which is totally
bathrooms
fine.
Too, I think, aren't there?
Over, like, by the, bathrooms. Yeah, kind of back closer to the Skyliner, back by the crepe place.
Sure.
The beautiful fountain, which was very cute. The wait, the posted wait time, I want to say, was like 60 minutes. We only waited, I think it was like 30, 35 minutes. So the wait time was heavily inflated, which was nice, worked to our advantage. The queue was cute. Sure. There's an outdoor section, really well shaded, so it wasn't terrible.
What was the weather like in Florida, by the way, to kind of paint the picture?
It was a little chilly in the morning, and then the daytime, I want to say it was like mid-70s.
When you say chilly in the morning, are you saying chilly for Florida or chilly for Wisconsin?
I was chilly.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I was chilly. So there were people in, like, full-on sweatshirts and stuff. I'm like, I don't need a sweatshirt. I had a very breathable top on and my, like, cropped leggings. I wanted to make sure I was going to be, like, not overheating and comfortable. And yeah, it was chilly. Like, I had goosebumps. I was like, oh, I should probably had another layer. But anyways, so we get on the attraction. The ride vehicles are adorable. The whole thing's 3D. I hate to say it, I was underwhelmed. I was really hyping this up, and I was really, really excited. I love the movie. I really, really do. But there were too many screens for my taste. It's a very screen-based attraction. There is not too much in the way of physical props. The physical props are kind of in the transitions.
Yep.
In between screens, there were cute things, like your little ride vehicles would, like, move like you were running, like, mm-hmm. It kind of, but I was a little underwhelmed, and it was shorter than I thought it was going to be too. So it was one of those
universally, because Universal is big on the screens.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. And then I kind of felt like maybe my vision was going funny or something, but the screens didn't feel very clear to me.
Not crisp.
Yeah. So that was another kind of tough thing. So I don't know if it was my glasses or if it was my eyes or what, but the screens didn't feel very lifelike, very crisp, very real. So
yeah, I feel that was kind
of, I was
the...
so sad. And so after we wrote it and took a few photos, like, I thought it was cute. It's not, it's for me, it's not a must ride every time. I feel the same way about other attractions too, where it's nice, but like there's certain like limits on what am I willing to wait for this attraction. And that would be one that I wouldn't be. A 30-minute wait that we had on that was great.
Yeah. I feel like
waiting
the same,
like 2 hours.
Same thing. James and I think we, I don't remember what happened. I don't remember if we waited in line or if we paid to skip. I don't remember. But we rode it in France and we felt the same way. It was like there was too many screens and it was fine. But like, I just remember all the hype behind it. And so yeah. I expected something like magical.
I was expecting more like what we've got for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, where yes, there are screens, but they're incorporated with the physical props and the like the immersive, you know, it's, I don't know. It was immersive, but it was just immersive in a different way. And I just, yeah, I wasn't expecting all of the story to be mostly told on the screens. Sure. But
so what'd you do after this?
So then I decided we got
Was there
crepes.
A food fest going on, by the way?
No, we were in between two food fests.
I couldn't remember. Sorry.
But the thing that was cool is it was right before the Flower and Garden Festival. So a lot of the topiaries were out. So and that's
they're always gorgeous.
I love the topiaries. That's one of my like favorite things. So we spent some time back in the France Pavilion. We hadn't had breakfast yet, so we stopped at Le Creperie, and I got, I should have taken a picture of the menu. Vern got a savory crepe. It was a buckwheat crepe with, I think it was brie that was inside of it, and I got a sweet crepe that was actually just butter and sugar, because I've had crepes, and they've been filled with all sorts of stuff, and I feel like you taste the filling more. And so I just want to know what does a crepe taste like? So I just got the one that had butter and sugar on it.
It was, I bet you it was good.
So good. So good. Vern and I were joking, like, we'll just sit here all day and eat crepes. They've got savory ones. They've got sweet ones. We can have, you know, lunch and dessert and whatever. But
did your family go with you to Epcot?
Nope. It was just me.
Just you and Vern.
Yeah. My parents didn't come in. They flew in on like midday on Saturday.
Okay.
So after we enjoyed our crepes, we then probably did something a little crazy. We decided the other big attraction we wanted to do, of course, was Frozen Ever After, which also can get crazy wait time. So
did you
rode
that before?
Yep. Okay. You and I rode that.
That's
together.
What I thought, but I was just double checking.
So Vern had never ridden it before. So we went all the way down to Norway, got in line. Again, another inflated wait time.
I want to mention, because you say all the way down.
Around.
For those people who have never been to Epcot, when you look at the map of Epcot, it doesn't seem, it may or may not seem to you that it is massive. That lagoon, you probably could fit all of Disneyland in that lagoon. Like, it is massive. Yeah. It does take a while.
Here, let me see. Because I've got timestamps on photos. So we got our crepes at 10:29, so really 9:29. And then, 10:55 is when I took a picture of the Frozen Ever After sign. So it took, like, we had to eat the crepes. So there is time to eat the crepes. So, like, a good 15 to 20 minutes probably just to go around. But that one's always fun. Again, though, inflated wait times. It said it was a 75-minute wait, and it was probably, like, 40 minutes.
How do you think they sell Genie Plus?
But so it was.
What did Vern think of it?
The wait times were much more inflated than we're used to at Disneyland, because there is a buffer for Disneyland, but this seemed pretty big, pretty extreme.
Vern
liked it.
Vern liked it.
He thought it was cute. Yeah.
Were all the creepy faces working for you?
Everything was working. Olaf was good at the end.
That Olaf animatronic in the beginning that he's like hopping around all excited. I love it.
This one right here that I took a video of because he's so cute.
He is cute, and that is a great animatronic.
Yeah. It's such a good ride. I wish they would swap the faces and not have the projected faces. You know me, but yeah. So then after that, we decided to just enjoy the World Showcase. So we skipped Mexico. Sorry, Mexico. We came back from Mexico later, but instead of double backing.
Mexico reminds me of Pirates, like the inside.
So instead of double, going from Norway to Mexico, then
back,
we decided just to move forward and get Mexico later in the day.
Sure.
So we went to the China Pavilion. I got a bubble tea. Oh my gosh, I got a bubble tea. It was delicious. Took photos of different topiaries that were around. We decided that every
pavilion,
we were going to either eat or drink something, because that's what you do, right?
Sure.
Forget, like, alcoholic drinking around the world.
And you also had Vern with you, who could just...
I want to just, like, nibble and eat my way around the world. So we went and stopped in Germany. We got the Werther's caramel corn.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. We were in the Italy pavilion, and we caught, there's a street performer that performs. So we caught him. He was really fun. He was kind of like a mime juggler. And, yeah, just like street performer, awesome. Sure. For lunch, I thought of you. We went to the Regal Eagle Smokehouse because that also was new since the last time we've been there. That was delicious. I was pleasantly surprised. Vern was really excited because they had a plant-based sandwich option there. And he said it was, he didn't even let me have a bite. He like inhaled it. He thought it was so good. I got a brisket, which was not, I wouldn't get it. Like, it was okay, but I wouldn't get it again.
I'm surprised you didn't get the veggie thing, too.
Well, it's just, they only have the one option. I wanted to try, like, a couple of things. So,
well, and you still Vern didn't try a couple things.
But. Yeah. Vern got the plant-based sandwich with mac and cheese. I got the brisket with the onion rings. And you could just get the sides there. They were, the mac and cheese was so good. The onion rings were like a beer battered onion ring. Also incredibly good. And then we got the banana pudding for dessert. Delicious.
You guys are just prepping yourselves for all the food you were going to have on the cruise ship later.
Yeah, that's basically what we're doing. So Vern had the barbecue jackfruit burger. So it was a plant-based burger on garlic toast topped with barbecued jackfruit, plant-based mayo, and lettuce. Serve with your choice of side. And then what I ended up getting was the sliced Texas beef brisket sandwich. This was a me thing. I never remember if I like brisket or not. So, and I always think I like, this is a very bad me thing. I think I like it. I take my first like bite and I'm like, oh, yes. Oh no, that's right. I don't really like brisket. It's too fatty for me. So anyways, totally fine. I thought it was good. Really good portions, good prices, and yeah, no, it was good. It was really delicious. I would highly recommend going there. And again, I got the beer battered onion rings. Vern got the mac and cheese. I was really curious. The house-made pickles seemed to be a favorite. A lot of people were ordering the sliced pickles as their side that I wanted to try. I should have just gotten a like smorgasbord of the sides and just eating that.
But you thought you liked the brisket.
But I thought I liked brisket. And the banana pudding. Vern is not even a pudding person. He really enjoyed and liked the banana pudding. They had vanilla wafer cookies.
I see they
in
have
it.
A s'mores brownie. That sounds good.
It was very, very good. So then anyways, after that, we just kept making our way around the showcase. This is something...
Did you do any of the Circle Vision videos or anything as you went around? Nope, just eating?
We did not. Just eating. Well, Vern and I have done the Circle Vision videos, so... Limited time, so we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do. We somehow timed things perfectly. So in the Morocco Pavilion, we just happened to walk up and there's the live performance. There's musicians doing their thing. There's a belly dancer. We stopped and watched it. Amazing. Very, very talented people. The belly dancer was kind of doing like, she was dancing, and then at the end, the last song she was actually came down and was teaching people how to do different things. I was not brave enough to go out and try it, but other folks were. They may have been drinking around the world, so they had.
Did Vern not go try to belly dance?
No, Vern didn't belly dance either.
I know he likes to go out and dance, that's all.
He does. And then we went to the UK Pavilion. They had, it was like a rock band back there. They were so good. They were doing all sorts of like highlights of like UK-based music. And yeah, I mean, incredible. Like to the point that you're watching these people and you're thinking, what are you doing here? Like,
right.
So incredibly talented. That was really, really fun. Enjoyed, again, topiaries, lots and lots of topiaries. Figment, there he is. I had to take a video of him. Then we also did my other favorites that people think are kind of lame. Like, I really love Living with the Land.
I love Living with the Land.
But it never has a, like, yeah, it's underrated. It's always basically a walk-on, which is wonderful.
The first time I went on that, I didn't even know the attraction was there. I just saw that there was, like, boats coming in, because it's very, like, tucked in the corner.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, I love it.
And then it's long.
I absolutely love it. So we did Living with the Land. Did not do Soarin' because we have Soarin'. I didn't, no pull.
Do you know what I learned about Living with the Land that I did not know? from talking with Eric on the Hub Crawl. At Christmas, they put decorations in Living With Lamps. So if you go at night, everything's lit up. They have ornaments and lights and all types of cool stuff. He said it's really good at, during Christmas.
Yeah, that's cool. After that, we went and did the Seas with Nemo.
Seas is also fun.
I think that's so cool. And then we spent a lot of time walking around. Not as claustrophobic as the subs. But then we spent a lot of time walking around the aquarium and just checking out all the different things. We saw sea turtles. We saw sharks, dolphins, all sorts of stuff.
I don't think people realize that Epcot has like a full aquarium.
I know. It really is insane. So then the next thing we did was intentional because I really wanted to do Journey of Water inspired by Moana.
Yes, tell me about this.
And so intentionally, we went later in the day because I thought, when the sun is going to be setting and going down, first of all, it's going to be gorgeous in there because you're going to get the glow.
Yeah.
But also, it's going to be cooler. It won't be as busy. Smart thinking, Teresa. No, not at all. This is such a popular, cool attraction that even though people were freezing and in their sweatshirts, they were still in there. And this is going to be perfect for like the hot Florida summer day, because even if you're trying not to, you're going to get damp. I'm not going to say wet because you're not going to get soaked, but definitely damp. There's so much like mist and moisture going on all around you that...
Would you say it's like going in the beginning of the Jungle Cruise where it's like that mist of the rainforest?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit less.
Okay.
But yeah, kind of like that. I failed because I really wanted to find Heihei for... I did not find Heihei for you.
Is Heihei in there somewhere?
Heihei is in there. He's like a little rock formation. Like he's carved into the rocks. But it was really busy. Froze, but it was so fun. There was this area. So there's things that I've seen online, like people doing the wave that's at the end. But there's this one that you just put your hand out in front of it and it somehow senses how tall you are, I guess, or where your hand is. And so you put your hand, like you have to stand in a specific spot, you put your hand out, and then like the jet of water comes up to your hand. Well, I was having too much fun with this, and you just keep going. I just kept going and going and going. You could be a crazy tall person, and this thing would still like...
It's like a jet of water.
Yeah, yeah. So I would like get my hand as high as I could possibly get my hand and jump, and it would still like get it. So that's probably where I got the most wet, because it was like
with a jet of
swashing
water
back at me, where it was like almost like strings where you could play like a harp. The different water streams, it would make different noises.
I thought there was a spot that you would walk and it would like part for
there
you.
There's two spots that you can do that, so there's not just one. So you do have to do it slowly. So there is, it's where a waterfall is going, and it's like you're gonna walk through a wall of water, but if you walk through it slowly, the water parts so that you can walk through it without getting... That was probably one of the drier areas of the whole experience. There's in the back area, there's the wave area, so you could like wave and like the water would splash up. But the really cool thing was, Vern did this, where if you got a whole group of people all standing on the spots together and everybody did the wave at the same time, the water crashing got like huge and big, and like it was really cool. So it was really fun to watch. There's also little like shooting, spitting fountains back in that area. Tons of fun stuff. We spent a really big chunk of time exploring.
Now, are you worried? I'm not trying to poop on it, but are you worried that like a few years from now, that things are not going to be upkept and some of these effects will stop working?
I don't think so.
And that it won't be as cool? Okay.
No, I don't think so. Because all of the stuff that we were doing and we were seeing was working so well that I don't think it's something that's maybe super difficult to keep up,
sure,
if that makes sense.
Because I've heard really good things about this. Is it Tafiti? Is that the...
Tafiti, yeah.
Looked cool?
She looked really cool. The other thing that I was surprised about is there's a PhotoPass photographer standing over by her, of course. But you can kind of stand next to her and they kind of take your photo and it's like her profile. But I thought they photoshopped or, you know, magicked it in that you could hold the heart of Tafiti. Oh, no. It's a physical heart. You are holding the physical heart of Tafiti for those photos if you've seen
those
online.
Cool.
That was surprising to me.
Huh.
But yeah, very, very cool. Highly recommend it. Like, take the time to do it. Walk through it multiple times. The cool thing is it's a walkthrough attraction, so there is no line. And it was funny because there's a cast member kind of sitting at the entrance, and people kind of were a little hesitant of it at first and assumed that there was some sort of line. And she was like, oh, no, there's no line. You know, just come on through. But yeah, It was really cool. There was all sorts of like hidden little nods. Like I said, Hey Hey's in there. So I did see Pua the pig. I did see Maui's fish hook.
So all this stuff, Tefini. But no.
I saw Moana's boat. And the thing is, there's even like, apparently there's little like footprints on the ground, like leading up to where his carving is. And I didn't find it. I was too distracted with other stuff, apparently. But yeah.
Well, this sounds cool. Very, and I would really cool. like to visit it. All right. What else did you do?
So we did a little bit of I almost forgot to tell you. We did a little shopping. We took a video. I didn't post it. But we finally went to the Club Cool, which is the little area that you can go try all sorts of different sodas from around the world. All sorts of different Coca-Cola products from around the world. So we tried all of the things. And I didn't take a picture of this, surprisingly. Vern has photos and he has video evidence. But he has video evidence of me trying Beverly for the first time.
You didn't try when we were there?
No, we didn't go to Club Cool. Oh. Maybe it was closed.
Beverly tastes terrible.
I didn't even know exactly where it was. So, pro tip, if you have never tried Beverly and you have decided this is your next trip, you're trying it, try it last. Because you have so many other flavors in your mouth and like sweetnesses going on. The first time, like my first sip of Beverly, you'll see this. I'll show you the video that Vern took. I had like no reaction. I was like, I mean, it's not good, but I'm not like, I was expecting to like be like immediately like, what just happened? Kind of a reaction. But it didn't taste good, but it also wasn't terrible. So,
is that because you had all those other flavors?
Okay. Yep, because I had tried all the other things. So it kind of like lessened the Beverly effect. But then I waited a little bit and tried it, like had another sip. And then it was like, okay.
I get it now.
However, there was one. It was you would think it would be good, but it may have been just as bad. It was a plum wine.
Okay.
Flavored one.
Not actually good. Alcoholic.
No, but not good. Like it was a sour, that was what it was, a sour plum wine flavored one. Not good. My favorite, I got to look at what the...
Did Vern like Beverly?
No, he did not.
I don't know anybody that likes Beverly.
He did not. Okay, so let me look at what the flavors were so then I can tell you the ones that I liked the best. From China. Yep, a sour plum. Yeah, it was one from China. It was a sour plum. Not good. Moldova, which I thought was fun because you just had a student recently from Moldova. That was good. It was Viva. It was a raspberry soda. That was delicious. I did not like the Sprite cucumber flavor from Russia. My favorite, though, was between the Country Club from the Dominican Republic and Bon Bon from Madagascar. Both of those were really delicious.
At these labels that all have these nice designs, and then there's just Beverly.
Yeah. And then Beverly's just really just
blue background, white text.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not fancy. And then also Royal Watermelon from the Philippines and Minute Maid Joy. It was an apple lychee. It was very, very good. But yeah, those. Okay. So I had three favorites, and it was the Bon Bon, the Country Club, and Joy were my top three. But yeah, very, very exciting. But yeah, I started from the right. Because Beverly's on the far left. I started from the right and worked my way down. The last three are quite sweet, so I think that's what kind of took the edge off of Beverly for me.
Sure. What's the description of Beverly that it says there?
Beverly, with its bitter flavor, is a popular non-alcoholic aperitif that is a traditional part of Italian refreshment culture.
Oh, it's from Italy.
I
thought Beverly was from the UK for some reason, so that's even better.
Nope, Beverly is from Italy.
Whew. Wow. All right. We have been talking for quite a while, so what else do we got for Epcot?
Oh, then the final, like, cool, amazing thing of Epcot. We did not, spoiler alert, stay for the Nighttime Spectacular, the new show in the lagoon. I don't even remember what it's called. Because we had only had 4 hours of sleep and had to get up to get on our cruise ship the next morning. So we sacrifices had to be made. But we did spend some time near Spaceship Earth to take in the light show. So Spaceship Earth had gotten all of these really cool lights installed for the 50th anniversary. It was one of the beacons of magic for the 50th. They kept all those there and they do this really cool light show. I have seen videos of this. For one, videos don't do this justice. It looks so beautiful in person. But the thing I didn't realize and that I shared with Tag before we started, this is really the only thing we talked about, was I didn't realize that it's not just Spaceship Earth that comes to life. It's the entire area. There is a section that's newer that they've just redone. It was closed off when we were there.
Yep.
Behind Spaceship Earth. So it's between Spaceship Earth and the World Showcase, that side, that has been redone. It's where the Walt statue is too. And there's all of these like lights that are back there. You would think that they're just regular lights that are kind of futuristic and cool looking that are lighting up the pathways.
Sure.
There's the pathways themselves. Those things all come to life. There is lights in the pathways that are multicolor and go along with whatever the music is. Same thing with the what you thought were just pathway lights. Oh, no. They get colorful and they also go along with the music too. If you're on the front side of Spaceship Earth, so you're in between Spaceship Earth and like the turnstiles,
yeah,
there's lights along the edges of some of the buildings and maybe the monorail track that also change color along with the spaceship.
Did you see, do they still have the ambient lighting under the monorail at night?
That's the stuff that changed colors.
No, like the monorail.
Oh, the monorail itself. I don't remember seeing a monorail at night.
Okay, because they have like a colored thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't remember that specifically. I was too enthralled with the lights.
I understand.
But we watched, I mean, it was perfect. We watched the first one that had just happened to come on as we were walking back was One Little Spark.
Yeah.
Which was very fun. Cute because they had a Figment topiary right at the base-ish of Spaceship Earth, so that was really cute. And then we lingered a little longer, and then the next one was Rainbow Connection, which was
gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. So that was our night.
I'm glad they're keeping it around because I would love to see
this. It was cool. They need to keep this around forever. It was so cool. So that was our day at Epcot. A couple other fun things that we got to do before we headed back. So then we went on our cruise. We'll talk about that later. Then when we came back, we got off the ship before 7 a.m. We were in our Uber before 8 a.m.
They really get off the boat.
Well,
or did you guys choose to get off the boat?
Yeah, we did the walk off and we wanted to go earlier rather than later because we didn't want to get crazy surge pricing for getting the car back. So yeah, so we decided to check out the character warehouses. There's two character warehouse locations near the park in Orlando, and I believe there's a third character warehouse somewhere southern, maybe like Miami or I don't remember where, but there's a couple of them. They're only in Florida. For those of you that don't know what the character warehouse is, the character warehouse is like a Disney outlet store, but it's like for park stuff, if that makes sense.
It's kind of like the clearance aisle for Disney parks.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but for the Disney, it's parks specific, yeah, which is very cool. So we went, and I knew that the Vinelands one, which is the one the closest to Disneyland, was the one that was crazier from what I read online. So I decided we'll do that one first. So we got there. It opened at 11. So we got there at 10:30. The line was already like crazy. We waited. I think it was like 20 minutes after they opened before we could finally get in.
Because
they only let a few people in at a time, which made sense.
That's nice.
It's not a huge, huge, huge space. So they had to be conscious of not letting everybody in.
Were things picked over when you got in there 20 minutes later?
Not too bad. No. I guess I wasn't paying attention to what people had been walking out with to see what it was that I had perhaps missed. But no, it wasn't too bad. But yeah, lots and lots of stuff. I will tell you, since I just actually looked at Shop Disney, now known as the Disney Store Online, I looked at their clearance stuff, a lot of similar things there, a lot of similar prices. However, there were some crazy good deals at the Character Warehouse. So if you've got time, I would recommend doing it. The ears that I'm wearing for this stream are the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary, one of the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary sets. I got them for $7.99. Vern got a new Mickey ear cap. Is that what you call them? Like the classic Mickey ears. But they've got rainbows. They're like the pride version. They've got rainbows on the ears, also $7.99. And I got a variety of pins. That was kind of what I was looking for Traders. pins as low as 99 cents a pin.
Wow.
The most I paid for a pin was $3.99.
Wow.
There are some $2.99 pins in there as well.
That's a good deal.
So, yeah, really good deals. Also great deals on tons of other things.
Do they have like lounge flies and all that stuff?
Yeah, they have lounge flies for like $30 to $35. They have the Starbucks, some of the Starbucks geometric tumbler things for, I think the cheapest one I saw was like $6 or $7.
Wow.
It was wild because I'm like, people paid $50 for these things. Yep. And here it is. $7, $8. But yeah.
So how was the other one?
The other one I actually liked better. It seemed to have a little bit more stuff. It didn't have ears though, so I did get downgraded because it didn't have ears. But but it was a little bigger and it was less chaotic.
Sure.
So that was nice.
I've only been to the Character Warehouse once, and it wasn't in Florida. They used to have one in by Disneyland.
Oh yeah.
There was a shopping center up Harbor, I want to say, and we went there one time, and yes, it's like an outlet location. Mm-hmm. But it's all Disney Park stuff, like you said. And I just remember, like, seeing things. And there was, I don't know if this happened with you, but the time we went, there was stuff that I had seen in the park at full price was in the warehouse at discount. So I'm like, they must have a lot of this because it's at, like, both locations.
There were
for quite a discount.
There were 2024 ears in there.
That's hilarious.
Which was confusing
like,
to me.
We're three months in. You were like 2 months in. When you were 2.5 months.
Yeah. So there was a little couple of things that I was a little like, what? Why? Oh, okay.
Maybe they ordered too many.
Something. There was a couple of things I wish I could have taken home. They had some of the 50th castle that they did that had like the platinum, or maybe it was for the 100th. I don't remember. There was a castle
platinum
that they did.
Platinum was the 100th,
yeah. Was like it was partially platinum and then it like faded into the colors of the castle. They had a couple different castles, I want to say.
I really wanted the Paris one.
Yeah, I don't remember if they had the Paris one.
But then
or
when
not,
I saw it at the Disney Gallery, I was like, oh, it's more plasticky looking than I expected.
Yeah, now I don't remember what castles they were because I was trying not to really look at them because I was like, no, you can't. No, that's not fitting.
It.
That is not fitting
how
in your luggage.
How much was that?
I want to say they were like 50.
That's not too bad because I think they were like 200 or something before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was quite a few Disney 100 items. But yeah, it was crazy. There were Spirit jerseys for like $20 to $30. Vern got a button-up.
That's the price they should be.
Yeah, Vern got a button-up. It was the one that was black that had all the Jack Skellington heads all over it.
Oh, cool.
He got that for $25, I want to say. So, yeah, pretty good. I mean, there were some things that were like, oh, I don't think I'd pay that for this, even though it's marked down. It's still not a good deal. But there were some good deals to be had, so that was really fun.
Those pins sound like a good deal.
The other fun thing we got to do is we went to Disney Springs for a little bit, because why not? We had time. And that's when I saw the eggs before they got to go hide the eggs. But the highlight, the absolute highlight, and I'm so sad that I had not experienced and done this before. I'm also really, really hoping and praying that by some Disney miracle, we will get one in Downtown Disney. We went to Gideon's Bakehouse.
Okay.
Have you been to Gideon's?
I don't even know what this is.
It is the coolest. Okay. It is not owned by Disney. It is a separate company.
Sure.
But you would not know this because highly, highly themed, very immersive experience. There is a line for Gideon's for good reason. You think, it's a bakehouse. They've got cookies. Who cares? Okay. They've got cakes. Big deal.
Okay.
Oh, no. I mean, yes, the treats were very, very good, but I just loved being in the space. So we waited in line. The line went really fast. Thankfully for us, it was all in the shade, which was cool, but it looked like, I don't know, if you're a Harry Potter person, it kind of felt like you were maybe at like Ollivander's or something.
That's what it kind of looks like from
their
the pictures
cookies
I just pulled up on the
internet. Are massive. They are, I want to say they thought they were like a half pound each. Very different, very unique. But the like winner, and I just don't know why I did this to myself, was the other thing that they are known for is cold brews. I did not know this. I wish I wouldn't have known this tag.
Did you get a cold brew?
It was the best damn cold brew I've had in my life. It was so good. It was the cold brew of the month. It was some sort of dark chocolate mocha cold brew thing.
Wow, that looks good.
Oh my goodness.
Look at this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Tag. Oh yeah, I had them. We had a classic chocolate chip cookie. They also had like a cookies and cream cookie, and then there was some sort of like peanut butter cookie that we got.
Hmm.
Oh, amazing.
All right.
I wish I wouldn't have tried the cold brew, though, because now, like...
Everything's going to not taste as good.
Oh, man. It was so good. Look at this. Look at this. And, like, they're little things like this cute little gargoyle guy, and he's up on top of the place.
It's kind
of
like their...
It was an experience. It was so, so fun. I'm sad that I've waited so long to do Gideon's. But yeah, it was fun. The cookies were also very, very good. I wish I would have had like a big glass of milk or that I would have warmed it up before eating it. But oh, man. There they are. We did a little cookie photo shoot before we ate them.
My goodness.
The other fun thing, too. So they've got all, like I said, all of this theming inside. They've got, it's kind of Burton-esque. They've got all these portraits of all these like funny little characters. Again. Very, like, it gives me Burton vibes.
It does, yep.
And when you order, they put your cookies or whatever in a box.
Sure.
Which, I didn't realize this, but when I open the box, you get a trading card. And it's one of the fun characters from the wall. And then there's, like, a little story about the character.
How much was each cookie?
They were only $6. I was actually kind of surprised.
For a cookie?
For, a cookie that's a half pound tag. Sure. it was that big around, how wide do you say that is? Like three and a half?
4 or 5 inches, yeah.
4 inches. And it was like
a couple inches tall.
Almost 2.5 to 3 inches tall in the middle. It was a cookie. We got 3 of them and shared them between the 4 of us, and we couldn't finish them.
Even with Vern.
Yeah, Vern finished, like, he ate parts of his the next morning. I cut them into thirds, and then I cut one of the thirds in half because my mom and I didn't want too much cookie. Sure. And yeah, Vern couldn't finish his. Mm. So they were so, so yummy.
Looks like we're coming in for a landing, gang. But please stay listening until trivia comes to a stop. The menus can walk to the nearest exit. Thanks for listening to the 8th Wonder of the World, Dio Weekly.
Welcome back to Trivia Land, where we are going to find out the answers to tonight's listener-submitted questions. How do you two think you did?
Not bad. Maybe.
That was a wild ride, I tell you that.
You know, Mr. Toad's wild ride?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, you two were awesome tonight. This was...
High praise!
This good job, was
high praise!
I mean, there were 2 that you didn't get right, but... But you did exceptionally well on the ones that you got right. So let's see how it went, shall we?
Yes.
Your first listener submitted question tonight from listener Donna S. Who created the Mickey Mouse ears? You answered Jimmy from the Musketeers.
From the Musketeers.
Anybody who knows the Musketeers knows who Jimmy was.
Yeah, you know, good old Jim. The correct answer that I was looking for. You were on the right track. He was a Mouseketeer, known as the Big Mooseketeer. The answer I was looking for was Roy Williams.
Oh.
He was inspired by the 1929 cartoon Carnival Kid, where Mickey tipped his hat to Minnie by lifting the top of his head off.
That was the guy I was thinking of. I just didn't know his name. Jimmy was the other guy.
Yeah, hold on. Before we move on, I just want to get the guy's name because I feel really bad for not knowing his name.
Roy Williams.
No, Jimmy. Jimmy. Jimmy Dodd. I told you it was Jimmy a D. Dodd.
He was hosted by Jimmy. Yeah, okay. Dang it. That's who I was thinking it was Roy. But I didn't know Roy's name, so it didn't work. Kudos to you for remembering Jimmy, though.
Yeah. This is really tragic. Poor Jimmy only lived 54 years. Anyway, move us on, Vern.
Your second regular round question submitted by listener Donna S. What is the name of the pirate ship in Peter Pan's Flight? Not the one you're riding in, but the other pirate ship. Both of you saying in unison, the Jolly Roger. The correct answer that I was looking for was, in unison, the Jolly Roger.
You're going to say it wasn't. That was also that's a very common pirate name, pirate ship name, because that was Captain Jack's. No, that was the Black Pearl.
That was, yeah.
The Jolly Roger's usually what they fly.
Yeah, it's the flag.
It's the, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good job, us.
Good job, us.
Well done.
Dang, I'm...
Well, let's see if you're nowhere in particular.
I'm the first question, because I was describing the right guy. I just said the wrong name. Oh, well.
Your third regular round question, submitted by listener Michael R. During Mr. Toad's wild ride, right after you pass the police officer who yells stop, you come across a street sign that has the names of two intersecting streets. What are those streets? You said nowhere and in particular.
Perhaps you should not have hitched your motor car behind.
I had nothing else, so.
The correct answer that I was looking for was Toad Hall and Riverbank.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm going to see this now, and I'm going to be like, oh.
No, it makes total sense, because in the middle of that, you're in the middle of the attraction, and you just left Toad Hall, and you're going to the river, because it's like, right, because you're going on the...
Sure.
The boardwalk or whatever. Dang.
This reminds me of the trivia question we got about what was the sign in above the doorway in Alice, and now every time I ride that attraction, I look at that.
It's amazing how these things stick in our heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And your fourth and final regular round question, submitted by listener Matt M., Nebraska State poet. In Snow White's Enchanted Wish, there's not a mural, but a design of the dwarves' house exterior at the load-in. In one window, there's movement and shadows doing something inside. What are they doing? You said, it's Snow White dancing with the dwarves. The correct answer that I was looking for was Snow White dancing with the dwarves.
Woo-hoo! Yay.
Well done.
Oh, now the big one. What did we forget?
And your bonus question tonight, submitted by listener Zeke, age 9. Please list all of the Disneyland, just Disneyland, not DCA, rides in alphabetical order. For purposes of this question, a ride is something you sit or stand on that moves, and we're not including things like the Tiki Room or Adventureland Treehouse. And for alphabetizing purposes, use the official names, excluding the at the beginning of any attraction. You did exceptionally well. In fact, so well that there's no point in reading off your answer and then the correct answer, because you essentially gave the correct answer.
Essentially.
I will just highlight the ones that you missed.
Ones? Plural?
Well,
unfortunately.
We'll find out.
So you said, and the correct answer is, in alphabetical order, every ride in Disneyland, Alice in Wonderland, Astro Orbiter, Autopia, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Buzz Lightyear, Astro Blasters, Casey Jr. Circus Train, Chip and Dale's Gadget Coaster, Davy Crockett Explorer Canoes, Disneyland Monorail, Disneyland Railroad, Dumbo the Flying Elephant, Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage, The Haunted Mansion, Indiana Jones Adventure, Temple of the Forbidden Eye, It's a Small World, Jungle Cruise, King Arthur Carousel, Mad Tea Party, Main Street Vehicles, Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Mark Twain Riverboat, Matterhorn Bobsleds, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Peter Pan's Flight, Pinocchio's Daring Journey, Pirates of the Caribbean, Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, Sailing Ship Columbia, Snow White's Enchanted Wish. You forgot Space Mountain.
Oh, we even had it written to the side on the
Teresa.
Other sheet. You read it off too.
Star Tours, The Adventures Continues, Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance.
Oh. Star Wars. I told you it was Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance.
You didn't put Star Wars on it.
No, I know.
And Storybook Land Canal Boats, Tiana's Bayou Adventure, opening in 2024.
So really, Space Mountain's the only one that we missed.
Like, totally, yeah.
But we, in fairness...
Didn't we write it down?
We wrote it down, but it was off to the side. And so when I was trying to go
This is when I was jibber-jabbering with people and distracting you. So we were so close.
We were so close.
Amazingly well done. I awarded you full points for being correct, because I was not going to quibble over missing.
Well, thankfully
two.
You heard us list Space Mountain in our original list.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right
and
now,
And I
Vern,
heard you fighting over, was it Star Wars Rise of the Resistance or just Rise of the Resistance?
I'm going to tell you right now, I am going to be sleeping outside, because James's favorite attraction
is Rise of the Resistance.
Space Mountain.
And that was the one that we just left. We didn't misname. We just left off the official submitted list.
I thought I was leaving Dumbo behind. Apparently, I forgot but remembered Dumbo. But
man,
I just totally forgot space when I was alphabetizing. Whew, what a question.
Yeah.
Yes. So very well done on that. Impressive. I don't know if you could see, but I was actually looking up at the camera for those that were watching the live stream, and I kept mouthing, "This is amazing," because you were wowing me with that. So
that was quite the question.
Listeners, how do you think they did? Were you as impressed as I was? If you've got a great question that you think would be as impressive as that, feel free to send that in to us at trivia@dlweekly.net, or you can go to dlweekly.net and just click the trivia tab and send it in that way too.
Well, we will be back next week with more Disneyland news and information.
Until then, go out and enjoy the parks.
And a special thank you to our editor, Sadell.
Please remain seated until the podcast comes to a complete stop and the doors have opened. Then collect your belongings, watch your head, and step carefully from the episode. On behalf of all of our crew, thanks for traveling with us, and we hope you have a happy and memorable visit here at DL Weekly.